Happy Monday, everyone. Time for the Did You Know show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you. Noah, are you okay with me kicking it off today?
That's fine, I guess.
I just wanted to switch things up for the listeners here for this Monday. So did you know that Dr. Pepper used to be served warm?
What? Like they'd heat it up?
Yeah. So Dr. Pepper, it used to be advertised as a hot holiday drink. Because they used to have declining sales in the winter months. And so the original ad from the 1960s even came with helpful instructions, said simply warm the beverage in a saucepan until it steams and then pour it over a lemon slice.
What?
Yeah.
I don't like Dr. Pepper.
I actually do. It's probably one of my favorite sodas.
But now I'm going to have to try that because maybe I'll like the warm over a lemon slice.
I know. I don't know. It's interesting. And it says that the result is a distinctively different hot Dr. Pepper and the holiday favorite of the proud crowd is what it said in their festive commercial. But yeah, so heating the drink to 180 degrees Fahrenheit eliminated the carbonation, leaving behind a sweet, flat flavor that was especially popular in the South.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I'm from the South. I never heard of that either.
I mean, for whatever reason in my mind, it kind of makes sense. Like the flavor of Dr. Pepper, I could see if it's warm. It could be like a different, like,
yeah.
I don't know. But I like it cold, so I'm probably not going to try it. But
well, I don't like it at all, so yeah. I guess I'm going to have to try it and find out if it's good or not.
Yeah, but that's crazy, man. I definitely didn't know that, so.
Huh. All right. Well, Friday, I did one about an art heist, and so I'm going to go ahead and kick Monday off with another art heist here. Okay, so we got, do you know about the Stuart Gardner Museum heist?
I do not.
So, it was 1:24 a.m. on March 18th in 1990, when two men in police uniforms, they buzzed the guards at the Boston Isabel Stuart Gardner Museum. Asked to come inside, they needed to respond to a report of a disturbance, but when the guards answered the call, he found himself handcuffed.
Mm-hmm.
He was handcuffed, tied up, and put into the basement. And obviously, they got deceptive. They just got caught off guard, I guess. So the police were actually fake. Obviously, the guards were also muzzled, and the thieves made off with $500 million worth of art in 1990. Holy that's a crap. Lot of money in 1990. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of money now, but in 1990, that's even insane. More. $500 million, including works from Vermeer, Manette, probably butchering these names, Degas, and Rembrandt. So more than 30 years later, none of the paintings have been recovered, despite there being a $10 million reward.
Wow. And now that I know there's a $10 million reward, I'm going to go try to find them.
You're right, exactly. Like, hold on, where are these at? Can I, if just one, can I bring one back and get 10 million?
That's crazy. They didn't find any. I don't know how that happens.
I don't need, like, how does pieces of art just vanish forever? Like, obviously the only way that they're going to make money off that theft is to sell it.
Right. You'd think they would. Like, I mean, to go through all that trouble, it's not like they just, unless they just really wanted the art.
I guess. I don't.
Yeah, that's craziness.
There you go.
That's cool. We should make that a new segment, a new art thief.
Art thief. Yeah. We should start doing research on all these people stealing art.
That's good stuff. All right. Well, thanks for tuning into the Did You Know show today. Hope you learned something new. We do every day, Monday through Friday, 2:45 p.m. We'll see you guys tomorrow.